Have you ever felt like you're just cruising through your 20s completely on autopilot, or can't help but look around and compare yourselves to where your peers are at? Yeah, us too. Let's chat about shaking off those mid-20 blues and finding our groove together.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Black Girl Float podcast. We are your hosts, Liv and Lex, and we invite you to embark on a journey of fostering flow across your mind, body, soul, community, and culture. Whether you're an A1 day one listener, welcome back, or if this is your first time tuning in, we so appreciate you for stopping by in our little tiny corner of the internet. I am so happy to be back. We were gone for 2 weeks. And
unplanned.
Quick life update, y'all. Not pulse check, but life update. I had pneumonia. I know. I've never once in my life encountered this, but it was one of the most treacherous weeks of my life, weeks of my existence. And so we just had to pause things. And so I'm happy to be back, but you can still kind of hear it in my voice. So apologies if I sound super nasally, but
I'm so glad you're doing okay. That was definitely, obviously I wasn't here to like see you. You were back in Atlanta, but that is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. And I mean, I had all of the symptoms, fever, shortness of breath.
And y'all, this girl literally was like, I have allergies. And I was like, what's the symptoms? And she's like, sweats. I'm like, I don't think that that's allergies.
Everyone kept telling me I had allergies. So I was like gaslit into believing I had allergies. I've never had allergies before a day in my life. But all that to say, like literally the first day of April, I was out for the count and everyone's like, that's the worst April Fool's joke ever. And I 100% agree. So I have to just preface the podcast by saying that y'all are our girls. So naturally, it's like when we don't show up on time on Wednesday where we get them looks.
Exactly.
And so I was literally bedridden, guys. So
we're happy to be back. We're happy that you're feeling better. And so much has happened in the world since like the 2 weeks that we had a little hiatus. We had the solar or lunar eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
There was, I feel like that brought a lot of like interesting energy for folks. And I think the weather has been all over the place. It's been hot. It's been cold. It's been raining. We've had earthquakes in New York and across the country. So it's like there's just been a lot going on. So honestly, maybe we needed to take a little bit of a break because everyone else was just, we're all going through it.
You know, it's so funny. As soon as you brought up like that there were a lot of things going on in the world, I immediately thought you were going to bring up like Diddy. And you're going to be like, there's so much culture. Like, there's so much that happened since you've been sick.
Oh, my goodness.
Granted, that was a little bit before, but the saga continues.
And there is. And the answer is yes, that's true, too.
So, Donald Trump.
Like, get your head out of the pop culture gutters.
You're like, an eclipse.
Once a pop culture girly, always a pop culture girly. And y'all, one thing about me, I be keeping my finger on the pulse. I be knowing what's up.
One could even call you a culture strategist.
I don't know about that. I think I just know a lot about, I know a little bit about a lot.
Mm.
And it spans into pop culture.
If you're an A1 day one, you know that we started off the podcast with pop culture segments. So that was a
time.
That was a brief stint in our podcast history. And
I think we archived all those episodes. So sorry. Honestly, I think it was because some of the stuff we were talking about was probably cancelable.
Yeah, we didn't want anybody going back into the archives. But with all of that being said, it's April, spring is here, the flowers are blooming, it feels good outside.
It's getting hot.
It's hot, but I thrive in hot weather. So I'm like, this is great. Like I'll hang outside like the whole day. But what is your pulse check giving? For those that don't know, pulse check is our time to reconnect with just the essence of our mood. Even it could be for the day, it could be for the week, just a theme that's happening.
Yeah, like how we're coming into the conversation. So just as much as we're checking in, this is like totally an opportunity for you to check in with yourself too. Just like as you're hearing us reflect of where our life is or thoughts and concerns that we have, or just how our body's moving and treating us, this is a time for you to touch base with yourself too. So the invitation is always there. I think for me, well, one, I'm coming into this conversation so sleepy. I literally playing with my life, staying up till the wee hours in the night, y'all. Just diddy dallying, like whether it's I decide to paint my nails right before I'm going to bed, and then you know you can't go to sleep right before, or I'm like organizing my sock drawer, like some menial task that I do while I'm watching something, and then I get a little fixated and I want to keep watching. You know what I'm saying? Like
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, like the true, just quintessential time sucker. And I literally went to bed at like 2:30 last night. And y'all, not on a Sunday. I told you, we did our weekend backwards, Olivia.
Yeah.
Y'all, it was a fabulous weekend. Like, filled with all my favorite things. Super restful, super social, not too much of anything. I celebrated 3 years with my boyfriend.
Okay.
We did.
Speak on it.
We did community events. The weather was perfect. Slept really good. But, and then even went out with friends on Sunday. So I just, and I had work stuff like early this morning. My whole week is literally so busy. So when I tell you today, and I'm sure Olivia's noticed around the house, like I've been so quiet because I'm literally like, I want to be asleep right now. So either way, I'm entering into this conversation with that, but I just feel like that's my energy right now, where I'm like, LOL at my life right now. Like, this is just funny to me.
That is so, I honestly am a little surprised that you also have impulsive thoughts like late at night when it comes to like doing random obscure things.
Yeah, I don't even think it's impulsive thoughts. I just think like you start once, if you're doing something like right before bed,
yeah,
and then you get caught in it. So it's like I'm already going to bed. Like I'm in my room. It's bedtime. And then I'm looking and I'm like brushing my teeth. I'm like, oh, okay, let me take off my nails right now. And then I'm like, well, let me watch a show while I do it. And then I'm stuck. You know, I'm not like sitting in my bed being like, what can we get into right now?
Well, it's never like that, but I've had spouts where I'm like, time for me to reorganize my room, because it would just make me feel a lot better before I go to sleep. So
yeah.
We all go through bouts like that and feel you on the sleepy girl energy.
Relatable content.
Yeah, for sure. I think for me, my pulse check, I've been very contemplative probably for like the past weekend or so, just because I'm getting into my the previous weekend I was down bad, done, so yeah. Nothing to be left with but my thoughts really and social media. But I would say the past weekend I've been just very self-reflective and contemplative, and I believe that they're like different weeks, especially in a woman's cycle, where we feel more called to like take action versus just like be in our own thoughts. And that's just the vibe that I've been having. I've been learning a lot about numerology, and if you know me, you know I'm a big astrology girl, so getting deeper into the weeds of numerology is always fun. And I always love coming back here and telling you guys what I'm interested in now, because I'm like, there's so much to frolic and learn about. And so that's been really good. And yeah, April, we always talk about like the year officially starting. So that's kind of how I feel right now, where
yeah,
the year is officially starting for me, despite getting sick at the beginning of the year.
It's okay though, because again, I think with the eclipse going on, everybody had so many different interesting interpretations. But I think I saw so many things. It was like, if you were sick during that time, you were just releasing what was not for you. So we'll just... Something
check
has
it up to that.
Something has to explain it, because it was wild. Well, I think in that vein of reflectiveness and just kind of thinking about what's to come and what the year brings, we got into some really interesting conversations that we thought would be really valuable to bring into this space about just navigating your 20s. I literally was asking Liv, I'm like, hey, you're like 6 months into being 25. The frontal lobe has developed. Like, how we doing? How we feeling? And I think we also had just like an aha moment too, where... sometimes I think we both forget that I'm 2 years older than you. Mm-hmm. And so just we got into a deep conversation around what it's like navigating your 20s alongside other people who are in their 20s, but it can look just so different. And I really loved the conversation that you brought, which was this idea of almost like a mid-20s blues. And I want to be very careful in like talking about this because it's not like a depression. Like it's not the typical blues we're talking, like we associate in terms of feeling down or feeling like you're in a slump or something like that. Rather, when you are being super reflective about where your life is and how you're situated and how satisfied you are, or maybe just a sense of like, I'm a little bit in autopilot, but then you look around you and you see a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. You see the girlies who are married with the babies on the way. You see the girlies who are moving across the country to go start their corporate baddie job. Like you see everything. And it can kind of be a weird place to navigate that like uncertainty or just sometimes comparison game. All of it kind of dredges up a lot of self-reflection. Mm-hmm. And I think that we both thought it was a really valuable conversation to bring here and tease out a little bit.
Absolutely. I'm, as we're talking about this, even now, I'm like thinking about the direction in which I want to approach this, because speaking vulnerably, being 25 and having like one of your main core values being like your community and your friends and family, you put, at least for me, like I've put a lot of emphasis on maintaining and strengthening these bonds. Yet when your friends and family may be in a different season than you are, it's like trying to find the right tempo to match their speed. Not necessarily when it comes to like these huge life changes where it's like, oh, my friend's getting married, so I need to get married, or my friend is going back to school, so I'm going back to school. But more so like, how can I be in the same space and how can we continue to grow with each other at the same pace, despite us being in different seasons? And I feel like for me, one thing that has become evidently clearer as I've gotten older is the difference in like wage or just kind of financial security that my friends possess, given the fact that I've always grown up as probably like the lowest income earner, like I guess given coming from a single parent household and my friends primarily coming from like married family households, like two parent households that are either like doctors or architects or like something super high paying. And this was always kind of, I think, more of an asset in my head, because when you have friends that are in different circles and, you know, have different income, different access, then you then reap the benefits and are able to learn from either their parents. I've asked my my friend's parents about like investing and things of that nature. And so it's like, okay, there are benefits to this. But I think as we've gotten older, realizing that, oh, we aren't going, like the way that our trajectory is going, like we probably won't end up on the same place unless I really commit to grinding. And is that like a value that I have in my life at this point in my life? Like, I'm not sure. Again, I want to hang out with my friends and family and like strengthen whatever activity or bond that is on the table. And so for me, that has been a bit of a balancing act, like not wanting to, let's say, put my life on hold because I'm trying to nurture these relationships by staying in a particular space, versus, okay, why don't I also focus on my career and finances and doing, you know, being able to set myself up in a way where we could then be on the same level, which I think requires a certain level of sacrifice that I've been like really asking myself, is this really what I want for like a long-term result? And it's just been like a interesting conversation to navigate, especially like with said friends, because
like in such proximity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so, because you... Yeah, I think it's like we're coming from different places. Also, again, with you acknowledging, okay, you're 2 years older than me. I've got friends that are younger than me. Like, we're all just in a different space. So that was where the mid-20s blues kind of developed. Not in a comparison way of, oh my God, I wish that I had what they had, but more so in a, oh... Like, how does this impact me going forward? And, like, what does my life, what is that going to look like as we then go further into our 20s when the marriage conversations are happening and the baby conversations are happening and all the other things? Right. So,
because are you tired of feeling like your hormones are running the show? Well, say hello to Hormone Harmony, the ultimate solution for women of all ages seeking balance.
Crafted by Happy Mammoth, Hormone Harmony isn't just a supplement. It's a lifestyle upgrade. Packed with adaptogens, it supports your body's natural rhythm, whether you're facing hormonal changes in your 20s or beyond. We love Hormone Harmony because they use only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows.
So, ready to reclaim control and feel your absolute best? Well, visit happymammoth.com and use code BLACKGIRLFLOW for an exclusive 15% off your first order. My question to you in, like, does it feel like a threat sometimes, that tension of where life's going to the relationships? Because it's like, oh, if we go in such different directions, like, is it going to be more difficult to maintain that community? Or what is the tension point of what if you go in a different direction as somebody else?
I think on a practical level, it's, oh, we won't be able to share the experiences that I so love to do. So something like... like not being able to afford going, you know, on an international trip or a domestic trip because of other responsibilities, I think is a way that I see, you know, that potentially playing out. I see it also just like in a, I think the best analogy is also, or like thing that I can point to in pop culture is Issa's relationship to her friends at points.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, wow, they are. And again, it's not in the, for me personally, it's not in the marriage and kids piece. Because I'm like, not even on that. Like, y'all can have them babies. And right. We're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
But for me,
But you're close enough to start seeing how life is like, oh, we're kind of headed in a direction.
Yeah. And I think on top of that, it's like more so the realities of what the world really looks like for the average U.S. owner to be, I mean, salary, like to be $53,000, and like understanding the most profitable careers and your friends being in those spaces, it's like, oh wow, like on a practical level, this is what that looks like. And I did not make those same decisions to put myself in that position. So then it's like, oh wow, like in order for me to get there, I'm gonna have to win the lottery. I'm gonna have to get a sugar daddy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. No, I mean, I think that's really crazy, what it is. That's how it feels at times. And I think that it probably feels less isolating when your friends, let's say, are all on the same level. It's like you all are artists trying to make it. Versus, oh no, like you actually have investments. My other friend, like, actively is graduating from dental school. My other friend is going to be like at some great public health, like, agency or exec position. Like, these are actual things that I'm seeing happen in real time. And it's not to say that the path at which I'm walking is not gonna, you know, does not have the potential to be equitably, like, as you know,
resourced.
As resourced. But at the same time, looking at the statistics, I'd have to work my butt off to make it at the same level. And I think being in your 20s and just kind of these differences becoming more evident can feel uncomfortable. I feel a little sad. And I don't know, like, I think I'm just trying to navigate it like as best as I can.
I think I can imagine, well, one, I think we all appreciate your vulnerability and just kind of making it very personal to where you're at and like how you've come to the conversation. Because again, I think there's something to be said of the framing of just like contextualizing the conditions at which you have to experience your adulthood and seeing the like tangible value add and impact and effect of just every decision you're making along with the people around you. And as people who do deeply value community and those relationships, and one thing about you, y'all, if you've been with us for, you know, since the jump, Liv is 10 toes down for her people. Like, who is in your community, who's in your corner is your corner. Like, they are your four lifers. And so I think that that's just really real, because I think a lot of people get in that same space and do have to figure out, like, whoa, what is the impact of this? And, like, how do I feel about it? Like, where do we go from here? And I also applaud just the idea that you don't get stuck in that place, but you also just have to understand what its impact is on you.
Yeah. I think another big part of like your 20s journey is going backwards in order to go forwards.
Ain't that the truth?
And so it's like this constant unraveling of belief systems and maybe like 5-year trajectories that no longer like serve you in this, in the place that you're at now. And so one of my belief systems is when you're moving in authenticity and you're moving on like the journey that was destined for you to move along, everything will come into place. And we heard this quote the other day that was like, what you seek, you'll find. And I really believe that like to my core. And so if financial security is something that anyone out there is like seeking, and you're seeking, you know, a specific goal, you're seeking a specific career path, you're seeking a particular like person, soulmate, whatever you want to call it, like, I do believe that you'll find it. It's like this blind faith in knowing that what is meant for you is meant for you, and that the grass isn't always greener on the other side, even though it may feel like, oh wow, my friend has what I wish I had, or my friend didn't even have to work for what she's going to receive. And I'm working hard to like do that. I don't think that that should be something. And we've talked about this before, this concept of jealousy, or just this concept of, not even concept, but like the practice of jealousy and like insecurity kind of manifesting itself in friendships and relationships. But yeah, I just believe that it's this constant reminder to myself that, hey, you really have to stay in your own lane with it. And I can only imagine for artists that are with their group, you know, their friend group, and let's say it's like a group of artists and one person pops up, like pops off 2 years into their journey, but like you've been working at yours for 10 years. It's
or just this, you put them on.
Yeah, or you put them on and it's like, wow, this is tough. This is a tough emotion to sit with.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think life is just about figuring out how to sit with those tough emotions and move forward.
And to, you know, I think it's an important facet that you offer of the part of your 20s is going back and evaluating your mindsets and your value systems and your own goals. And I also think that there's something about the people that we're around that give us the opportunity to be mirrors to each other in that way. Because there's some facets of yourself that you wouldn't know that's how you felt, or that it challenged a belief, or that you felt some type of way, until you have that proximity to that and you get pushed in that way. Mm-hmm. And you have to figure out how that emotion sits in all the values, in where you want to go, all of your goals, and how it's going to define or have an effect on you or not. So I think that there's such a beauty in it too, of like leaning into that and not steering away from it or not acknowledging it or just saying, oh, okay, it's whatever. Like, that's why I'm saying the value in your vulnerability right now, I think, is tenfold, because I know that there's so many people who wouldn't even dare have this conversation with the people that they're surrounded with. Do you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Because, you know, because there's so many other barriers that, or we talk ourselves out of that value. And I'm like, no, that's like, having friends in community is not just for the good times. Like, it's for the self-growth and development too. Like, we have to be in it for that too. And I think sometimes we just have rose-colored glasses in that it's only supposed to fit in one way. And so I think that it is just a small microcosm of sometimes the ebbs and the flows of navigating your 20s can be. And also this like deep reality, like, okay, like, this is not going to be the last time I have to do this self work. Mm-hmm. Like, as your life drastically expands, and, you know, I'm 27 and I'm having different conversations with my peers where it's like, I've never felt more of a sense of like weight of the decisions I make right now being a direct indicator of what my life will look like in 5 years, and knowing that those decisions now no longer just impact me. Like, the decisions I'm making now is like, you know, like, oh my gosh, like, it's not where am I going to live, it's where we going to live. Mm-hmm. And that's different than just being able to pack up your own bags and like go in one direction or another, which is really exciting, but it's different. It's everything just feels very different. And you're kind of like, oh my gosh, this skin that I'm in, do I still like how I feel in it? Like, the decisions that I'm making, am I sound? And that's why when you say it's this like blind faith, and where I'm at right now, I'm like, no, it ain't. We better not be blind right now. Mm. Like, we flying the plane, and we gotta land it right there. Like, right. We better bet all on me. Like, what you mean blind faith? No, land the plane.
X marks the spot.
Land the plane. Yeah. Stop. Quit playing. Quit playing. Yeah. Nobody's gonna come and take this from you. And I think that to me is like a redefining of trying to love the sense of responsibility I have right now. And that responsibility isn't always a burden, but actually like increases our capacity, and to have a greater capacity means we get to experience more of the fullness of life. But I do think that there are parts of life where you just are in an autopilot, or you are in some turbulence, or you do have a very crystal clear goal of trying to land the plane in whatever conditions. And so I think navigating that while also being in relationship with other people who are also navigating that can be complex, and it can be really, really fruitful. And I hope other people are thinking critically about the ways in which that they can self-assess where they're at and bring that to their community and connect, so that you don't have to wear the weight of your mid-20s blues by yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when I had these thoughts, I was on a walk, and when I came back, I was just like, Lexi, like, this is where I'm at. And it really is a special connection to be able to be vulnerable with your friends and be able to share, like, hey, I feel, you know, this way, or I feel. And on the flip side to all of this, we've also had a conversation on like the survivor's remorse and fearing your own success. And it's not just isolation on one side. You can feel isolated because, yo, you were just thrown into like the limelight, and now you are in rooms where no one looks like you, and you're so far away from your community.
Yeah.
Having these conversations with your friends and with, you know, community that you trust, to me is an act of like one vulnerability, but it just feels so It feels so
I think it's intimate. Yeah. And I think it's transformative, because I think when we bring these conversations to the light, one, you like bring awareness to it, and I think you can make it almost feel smaller than what it is. Mm-hmm. And I think that it challenges that you're not the only person who thinks like this. Like survivor's remorse, all that is like how these systems are set up and structured. So once we can get clear on that, then we can begin to resource ourselves in the ways that we need moving forward. And you can ask from your community for what you need. Like in those moments, you're not asking me for, okay, what do I do with my life? It's like, nah, bro, like this is crazy. Like yeah. Make it make sense. Like what you mean? The game is rigged, bro. Like, yeah. And sometimes we gotta talk about it, and it's not about us personally or things like that, but it's like it's the reality, and mm-hmm. we can't negate that while we're navigating it at the same time. So I think it's really transformative because I feel like it shatters the matrix a little bit.
Yeah,
and we
for
know
sure.
I'm here for that.
We both are here for shattering the matrix. I'm really appreciative of y'all and your ears for this conversation. It was a little like, I don't know, like.
But it
I'm used
necessary.
To being vulnerable on the podcast, but it did kind of just feel like these are just my thoughts. And I'm sure that so many other people feel the same way. And at times, maybe people are listening to this being like, I don't have community that I can share these thoughts with, or my community doesn't really understand where I'm coming from. Sometimes your community just got to be your therapist. And
again, resource yourself how you need. Okay. Sometimes we don't tell you what it is going to be.
Sometimes it's just that English professor that was nice to you,
yeah.
you know, in college and just understands you. It's not always going to be the same people that you can have the same conversations with. But
totally.
With all of that being said, we are wishing you all a smooth start to spring
mm-hmm.
with peace, love, and blessings.
Always.
Can't wait to see you guys next time. Bye.
See ya. All right. That wraps up our episode this week.
We'd really appreciate if y'all could rate us on Apple and Spotify, as it really helps grow our BGF tribe and support our podcast.
As always, the conversation continues on Instagram and TikTok. So connect with us there if you want to join in on all the key keys.
With that said, we will see y'all next time.
Rest well, folks.